Morning. Today's daf in Gittin is Chaf Gimel. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is on the Zech and Ishmael Slibig, Gabriela Bashmuel. Two discussions that we're going to be having over the course of today. The first discussion is who's going to be fit to write a get, and then the second discussion today is who's going to be fit to deliver a get. So there was the daf today is very organized. Two distinct discussions, somewhat related, obviously, but two separate discussions in the Gemara. We'll start with the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Hakol Ksher Lichtov as a get. The Mishnah says everyone can write a get. Afilu Cheresh Ota Bekatan. The Mishnah says even a Cheresh Ota Bekatan. Now that should be surprising. Normally, when the Mishnah talks about Cheresh Ota Bekatan, it's to the exclusion that a Cheresh Ota Bekatan cannot. And here they can. So Achvil Cherishot Vekatan, Haishko Seves is Gita. The Mishnah then goes on to describe how the woman writes her get, the Ishko Seves Shovro, and the man writes a receipt. The man is writing a receipt because of the Ksuva. We'll get to that. I'll come back to that in just a second. Shein Kiyam Aget Al Bechosmav. The get is going to be Mukuyam. The get will be certified, but only with the signatures. Much to discuss within the Mishnah over here. The Gemara is going to start with the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that everyone's able to write a get, and even Chereshot Vekatan, even those people who are normally not fit. Chereshot Vekatan, I'm sure we all know. This comes up again and again throughout Shas, but just to remind ourselves, Cheresh is somebody who's a deaf mute. The Mishnah's understanding, the Gemara's understanding of somebody who's a deaf mute is somebody, he does not have his cognitive facilities. He doesn't have his cognitive faculties. Back then, if you were deaf and you were mute, so really you had no form, no means of communication, and so therefore you're just simply not a bar das. That's the Gemara's understanding regarding a cheresh. Shota v'katan, shota is somebody who's insane, mentally deranged, and a katan is a minor. The common thread between these three is that they are not b'nei dea. They don't have das. And so under normal circumstances, for most halachas, so they're going to be precluded. They're excluded from the halacha. In order to be bound by the halacha, you have to have a certain amount of cognitive faculty. They don't have it, so therefore they're not normally obligated to mitzvos. And so it is certainly strange, it's certainly an oddity that the Mishnah says that a cheresh ota bekatan is allowed to write a get, which prompts the Gemara to ask the question. So let's start with the Gemara right away. V'hala b'nei de'a ninhu, the Gemara says, I don't understand. They're not bardas. So why should it be that the Mishnah allows them to write? Before we go to the Gemara's answer, the Gemara is going to give three basic approaches to this question of how could it be that a cheresh ota v'katan are, and they're going to be in a position where they're able to write a get. And the Gemara is going to give three approaches. We're going to see Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, and eventually Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Okay, but before we do that in the Gemara, let's just pause for a moment, take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos over here, it's a long Tosfos on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. I'm just going to pick my spots in Tosfos, and we'll speak out a couple of points. So, first of all, Tosfos says the very beginning of Tosfos. La Rabbi Elazar Parach, the Rabbi Meir, Lo Chayish B'Ksiva L'Shma. So, as far as the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, again, let's quickly review. Right, Rav Elazar and Rav Meir have a fundamental machlokas that comes up nearly daily now in the daf, and it's going to come up today again. So it's really one of the cornerstones of the entire Masechta, and that is what exactly creates a krisis between husband and wife. So it's either Ede Mesira or it's Ede Chasima. It's either the witnesses seeing the delivery of the get or the witnesses who are signing on the get. According to Rav Elazar, it's the former. According to Rav Meir, it's the latter. And let's go through now the two positions once again. According to Rav Elazar, the Ede Mesira Kares. It's the witnesses who are seeing the witnessing the get being handed over from the husband to the wife. So according to Rav Elazar, you don't need witnesses signing on the document. Rav Elazar will have it as a safeguard measure for the purposes of Tikkun Olam, but it's not necessary. It's not a necessary component. Once they're there, they need to be kasher witnesses, but again, this is things we already discussed previously. But according to Rav Elazar, the most critical part of the get is the watching of the get being handed over from husband to wife. What about the fact that the Torah says v'kasav la? So according to Rav Elazar, v'kasav la is going on the actual ksivas haget, the writing of the get. So when the Torah says v'kasav la, we know that there's a halacha of lishma. According to Rav Elazar, the lishma halacha is on the get itself, on the writing of the get itself. That's according to Rav Elazar. chazer. Masha'inkin, according to Rav Meir, what's the most critical component of a get? The Eidei Chasima, the witnesses who sign. When the Torah says v'kasav la, the Torah is going not on the get itself, but rather on the witnesses. When the witnesses are signing, they're signing it with the intent that this man is divorcing this woman, because it's the Eidei Chasima which is kares. This is a basic machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, and we keep encountering it again and again. So Tosfos over here points out that this question of the Gemara is only going according to Rav Elazar. Why do Rav Meir lo chayish b'ksiva l'shma? Because according to Rav Meir, the ksiva doesn't need to be l'shma. According to Rav Meir, the most critical component of a get is the signing of the get by the witnesses. So as long as the get is written, it doesn't matter how it's written. It doesn't even matter who it's written for. As long as the get is written, then you have witnesses signing, and the witnesses will sign l'shma, and that's it. That provides the get its koach. So now, Tosfos points out, now, what the Gemara's answer is that you have somebody standing over. Meaning, we're going to see this in the Gemara. Tosfos is previewing the Gemara's answer. There's going to be much to discuss about this, but Tosfos himself has an issue. So the Gemara's answer is going to be where someone, an adult, is standing over watching the writing of the get. Now, the Gemara in Chulin has a similar discussion, where the Gemara in Chulin says that you can have a minor shechtan animal. Now, he's not a bardeya, he's not somebody who has his mental faculty, but the Gemara in Chulin says it's fine. You have an adult standing by, and the adult will watch the child shecht, and everything will be fine. The Gemara over there comments, oh, but you know what you see? You see you don't need lishma. Because what all the adult is doing is just making sure that the shechita was a kasher shechita. But the adult is not infusing lishma into the child as a child is shechting. Because quite frankly, by shechita, you don't need lishma. So Tosfos over here is bothered by a very simple question. We know that according to Rav Elazar, the ksiva of the get has to be lishma. And here, the Mishnah says that a child can write a get. And the Gemara is about to tell us that, well, if an adult is standing by, so that makes it good. Tosfos is bothered by the question, well, why should that make it good? Yes, the adult can make sure that the letters are written correctly, but the adult can't infuse lishma into the writing of the get. That's Tosfos' question, and that's clear from the Gemara in Chulin, that the adult can make sure it's done correctly, but the adult cannot infuse lishma. So how then does that work? So avahacha, so Tosfos answers here, Mairi shegadol omed agavav umelamdo umaziru lasos lishma. So interesting answer by Tosfos, and that is that in this case there is an infusion of lishma, because as the child is writing the get, what the adult is going to be saying to the child is, make sure to write it lishma. In other words, you're going to not only write it, but you're writing it for this man and for this woman, and so basically he is injecting, or I don't know about injecting, teaching, if you will, the child to have the lishma in mind.
But Chulin, you couldn't do the same.
Yeah, but the Gemara in Chulin didn't. You don't even need lishma.
You don't need lishma.
So there, the Gemara didn't grapple with the dilemma. Right. Here, you need lishma because again, Tosfos says the whole kasha is against Rebbe Lazar, and Rebbe Lazar requires lishma on the ksiva saget. So okay, so fine. Okay, so that's point number one in Tosfos. Another point. I'm going to skip a couple lines. I'm going to start with the Im Tomar. It's about 8-9 lines down from the beginning of the Tosfos. Ve'akati hala b'nei shlichus ninhu. So my mahani degado omed al gabav. So the Gemara says now we're going to see later this morning that a child cannot serve as a shlich. And that's an absolute, meaning you cannot appoint a minor as a shliach. So the second question of Tosfos is, how can you ask a child to write a get? Isn't he functioning as a shliach? And we know by definition, a minor cannot become a shliach. So Tosfos over here also offers another solution to this problem, and that is that the writing of the get is not operating through shlichus. You have to say that. I mean, the question's strong, and if we don't have an answer to the question, so then really there's no we don't advance forward in the discussion. So Tosfos's suggestion is that writing the get is not a function of shlichus. Divikasav lava baal kai ala sofer. Now the Torah says vikasav. Now here it's interesting. If I didn't know otherwise, I would have said, who's the one who needs to write the get? I would have said, as Tosfos himself is about to suggest, that we're talking about the husband. The husband needs to write the get. Well, it's just like Mila, meaning the father should do the Mila. But most of the time, the father is not in a position where he can do Mila. So what does he do? He appoints a Mohel as his agent. So here, you would have gathered that's basically the same idea. The husband is the one who needs to write the get. He can't do it most of the time, so he'll hire a sofer to do that, and the sofer will act as a shliach. But Tosfos says, but that's not true. That's not correct. Tosfos says that when the Torah says v'kasav la, the instruction is actually going on the sofer. The sofer is the one who's instructed to write the get. Lava bal kai ela sofer. So now it's true that the sofer has to be commissioned by the husband. That's true. But again, Tosfos is going to argue, but that's not shlichus. La mishum shlichus, ala mishum dechishalotzi v'haba lo chashuv lishma, ala chashuv stam opasal. The commissioning of the sofer to write the get is a function of lishma, not a function of shlichus. Because again, if it were a function of shlichus, so then you can't have a child writing the get. So that is hurdle number two within Tosfos. And finally, hurdle number three within Tosfos. I'm going to skip now another three or four lines. V'im tamar. V'halav b'nei krisus ninhu. Now, the child is writing the get. The child is now not in a position where he himself is going to be getting a divorce. So he's, in other words, he's not in the parsha. So how can you do something, be involved with something, when you yourself are not in the parsha? So the Gemara says he's not in the parsha, but he will be in the parsha. Eventually he will be in the parsha, and therefore it qualifies him to be able to write the get. So really three interesting hurdles in Tosfos just understanding the question of the Gemara. Meaning, not the question, but really what will be the answer. Meaning a katan is able to write a get. That's what the Mishnah taught us. The Gemara is asking, he's not a bardas. So again, just quickly, the chazer. Tosfos' three points are, number one, how is the child injecting lishma into the get? Meaning we know the Gemara's answer is going to be that the adult is standing over him. But still, how can the child inject lishma to the get? Answer of Tosfos, the adult is standing there, is teaching the child to write the get lishma. Question number two, he's not a shliach, a child can't be a shliach. How can the child serve as the writer of the get, the sofer of the get? Isn't a sofer a shliach of the husband? No. Answer of Tosfos, the sofer is not a shliach of the husband. Yes, the husband needs to commission the sofer. Yes, the husband, without the instructions, the sofer can't write the get, but that's only a function of lishma, that's not a function of shlichus. And finally, what about the fact that he's not in the parsha? So the answer is, he's not currently in the parsha, but he will be in the parsha. I was afraid someone was going to ask me that question. You'll have to say the same thing. Meaning, unlike the
now, but the cotton for sure is
right. That's no. Right. That's why it's tricky, because by the cotton, you know the prognosis is good. He's going to grow up. Right. That's that's the general prognosis with the cotton. But the cheresh and shota, though, the prognosis is not as. I mean, you have to be optimistic, but the prognosis could be that he'll get into a better condition. Either way, okay. Important discussions in Tosfos. Just understanding some basic guidelines regarding the ksiva saget. So now let's go back to the Gemara of Halav b'nei Dan inhu. So how can the cut write the get? He's not a bardas. I'm a rav huna v'husha yagadol omed al gabav. So you have the adult standing over him. Look at Rashi on the top of the Amud. Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi writes, V'omer lo ksov letzarech ploni. You're going to write it for the purposes of so-and-so. Dikasav Rav Huna Masitzim Rav Elazar. He who is the author of our Mishnah, Rav Elazar. Dabai ksiv lishma. And again, Rav Elazar is of the opinion that the writing of the get has to be done lishma. V'sefer tekamah she'en kiyum haget ala b'chosmav. And the get is only sustained through the chosim, through the signing, hainu eide mesira. So what we're going to say over here is that as far as the end of the Mishnah is concerned, when the Mishnah concludes by saying, hey, you know what the thrust of a get is? The chosim. Now, normally, how does chosim define? Chosim is defined as the ones who sign it. Tosfos says no. Chosim over here just simply means the conclusion. What's the conclusion of a get? The get will be handed over in front of Eidei Mesira. The rov gittin imsarim bifnei achosmim. And why is the word chasima over here appropriate? Because generally speaking, who are the Eidei Mesira? Generally, the Eidei Mesira are the same people who ended up signing the document. The amitziyasekai velo aresha lachshur iksivas cheresh below gadol agabav. Okay. Sorry. So, according to Rav Huna, the proper way to understand our Mishnah is that when the Mishnah allows a katan to write a get, so how can it be? So our Mishnah, according to Rav Huna, is going like Rav Elazar, that the ksiva has to be done l'shma, so that means that the katan is writing. How can he do that? The get has to be written l'shma. Gadol omed al gabav, watching him write the get. And then when the Mishnah concludes with the words, the kiyum haget, the get is going to be sustained only through the ones who sign it. So again, since our Mishnah is going like Rav Elazar, it means signing it are the ones who are actually signing, but more importantly, the ones also who are going to be witnessing the delivery of the get. And generally speaking, those two people are one and the same. Okay. Adkan, Shitas, Rav Huna in our Mishnah. Now, Vichitema, back to the Gemara. So, I'm sorry. Amalei Rav Nachman, top line on Chav Gim Amad Aleph. Amalei Rav Nachman, Elameato, Vikocham Visol, Medal Gabav Hachinami Dekasher. Okay, so based on what you're saying right now, so what would be the difference between a minor Jew versus a Goy? According to you, can we do the same thing regarding a Goy? Have a Goy write a get? And in the same scenario that we just laid out, have an adult stand over him, and the Gemara says, and maybe you're right, so we know that a guy cannot do it. So the Gemara says, well, he's doing it on his own. So, in other words, as Rashi points out, he's an adult, and he has his own mind. So, and even though someone's standing over him and someone's saying to him, I want you to write it on behalf of so-and-so, but he may not necessarily do so, as opposed to the child, where the child, even though he doesn't have das, but he'll do instruction. You'll tell him what to do, he'll do it. You'll tell him what to think, he'll think it. But Masha Inkin, when it comes to the adult guy, not necessarily. Okay, that is the challenge that Rav Nachman has against Rav Huna, but the challenge is evaded. Hada Amar Rav Nachman, but then Rav Nachman says, let's reconsider. La milsi hi da'armi, de mikapasa le lovi kochav le'inyan hava, mechlal de le'inyan ksiva kasher. We're going to learn a Mishnah in just a couple of minutes from now. And the Mishnah talks about who's fit for the delivery of the get. And if you just drop down to the Mishnah below, you'll see Hakok Shem Lavis get. In terms of the delivery of the get, everyone is fit to deliver the get. Chutz, except for Cherishot Vekatim Vesuma, Veoved Kochavim. So the Mishnah later on says that a guy is precluded, he's excluded from the delivery of the get. So, if he is excluded from the delivery of the get, and this Mishnah is following the previous Mishnah must mean that he is included in terms of the Ksivas again. Now, the Hatanya, now it is true that we just learned the Brisa together, Ovi Kochav and Pasel. So, I Rebbe Lazar Yadam Reidim Asira Karte, Ubi Inan Ksiv Lashma, Vahavade Ovi Kochav Madaita Danaf Shekave. Yeah, the Brisa that I just quoted, that Brisa is going like Rebbe Lazar. But in terms of our Mishnah is following like Rebbe Meir. Now, what's Rav Meir's opinion? The critical part of the get is not the ksiva saget, it's the chasima saget. Anyone could write a get, including a guy. Now, Amar Rav Nachman, Omer Hayer Rav Meir, Fila Matzah Ba'ashba, Chasma Menasa L'Kasher. So, in fact, Rav Nachman says, you know how firmly Rav Meir believes in his position that the ksiva saget can be done by anybody? Forget anybody, nobody. Meaning, I know obviously someone wrote the get, but if you find a get out of the garbage and you have absolutely no idea who wrote it, and even if you did, they certainly didn't write it for you and for your wife. But if you find it from the garbage and lo and behold, the names match, so according to a mayor, you could take it, pick it up, have Adam sign it l'shma, and it would be fine. Because according to a mayor, the chasim is the only thing that needs to be done l'shma. So according to a mayor, anyone could write a get. Even a guy can write a get. It doesn't matter. You can have anyone doing so. And so according to Rav Nachman, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe Meir. So some questions are for Rav Nachman, the cost of law, l'shma. So the Torah says that you have to write it for her, and we know the halach is it has to be l'shma. So my love, ksivas again, lo chasimas edim. So it's not talking about ksivas again, no, it's talking about the signing of the witnesses. Eisvei rava kol get shenichtav shelo l'shem isha pasol. Any get that's not written for the sake of the woman is pasol. So ema shenichtam shelo l'shem isha pasol. Again, it's not talking about the ksivas, it's talking about the chasima. Eisvei kishu kosvo, kila kosvo l'shma. lishma. When you write it, it's as if you wrote a lishma. My love kishu kotzvo l'toref lishma ki ilu kotzvo l'tofes lishma. Isn't writing the toref. Remember, we discussed it just yesterday. The toref is the essential part of the get, where the names and the date are mentioned. So if you write the toref lishma, aren't you also writing the tofes lishma? Lo. Kishu chosmo lishma ki ilu kotzvo lishma. No, it just simply means that when signed lishma, the signer of lishma is going now and validating everything that's written in the get. The tofes and the toref. Or if you want, you could say that the Mishnah is going like Rav Elazar, who said that the Eidim is Sira Koris, and that the Lashma is going on the and the Lashma is going on the Ksiva. Sorry, not our Mishnah, but these Brises that you just quoted, these Brises are going like Rav Elazar and are not going like Rav Meir. Okay, so quickly let's recap. We have now a Mishnah. The Mishnah allows Chereshot to be cut into ready get. Presumably also an Ovi Kochavim can write a get as well, although the Mishnah does not mention that. But if you contrast this Mishnah to the next Mishnah, it seems that that's correct. Even a guy can write a get. So how are you going to understand the Mishnah? So there are two basic approaches that we've seen so far in the Gemara. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna says that our Mishnah is going like Rav Elazar. According to Rav Elazar, Eidim Mesira Kores, which means that when the Torah instructs Vikas of Law, it's going on the Ksiva Saget. And so how can you have a Chereshot to Vikas and writing a get and writing a lishma? Answer, gadol omed al gabav. That is how Rav Huna is going to understand our Mishnah. That if the gadol is omed al gabav, so the gadol can inject lishma into the writing, even though the chereshot v'katan is going to be writing. That's opinion number one of our Gemara. Rav Nachman says no. The author of our Mishnah is Rav Meir. And the author of our Mishnah is Rav Meir, meaning the ksiva can be done by anybody. Ksiva can be done by nobody, meaning even if we don't know who it is, it doesn't matter. As long as the chasim has done lishma, so that would be fine. And so the basic machlok between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is, who's the author of our Mishnah? According to Rav Huna, Rav Elazar is the author of the Mishnah. That's why you need Gadol Omed Al Gabav. According to Rav Nachman, Rav Meir is the author of the Mishnah. And you don't need Gadol Omed Al Gabav. Anyone can write the get. And presumably, I think I'm right about this point. I'm not perfectly sure, but the main difference between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman will be, can a guy write a get? According to Rav Huna, the answer would be no. Now, I know the Mishnah doesn't mention it, but according to Rav Huna, the answer is going to be no. Because according to Rav Huna, the ksivas haget has to be done lishma, because Rav Huna is understanding our Mishnah within the context of Rav Elazar. So the ksivas haget has to be lishma. And the katan, you can infuse the katan with lishma. You can't do that with a guy. The Gemara says, guy adaita denafshe avad. You can't get him to write lishma. Masha Enkin, according to Rav Nachman, who says that our Mishnah is going like Rav Meir, for sure you can have a guy write a get. You can have anyone write a get. It doesn't matter. Because the ksivas haget does not need to be lishma. What needs to be lishma? Chasimas ha'edim. Huh? Good question. Okay.
What about the halacha?
The Gemara said earlier, the halacha is like Rav Elazar. We said by getting the halacha is like Rav Elazar. So the well, you could. In other words, no. The halacha does not going to affect how we interpret the Mishnah. The Mishnah could be going like Rav Meir, or could be going like Rav Elazar. Then after that, you can then ask who the halacha follows. But in terms of a perish a Mishnah, in terms of an explanation of how a Mishnah is to be interpreted, so either position is a valid position, right? Elu ve'elu, they're both valid positions. It's just now a question of how the Mishnah fits in better.
Yeah, we learned before that a boy can't deliver a get.
Well, the delivery is a different issue. That's part B of today's daf. Right, part A is today's daf is Iksiva, part B is the delivery. So delivery is different. That's shlichus. Okay. We discussed that earlier. Writing is not shlichus. Right? Tosos, we spoke at the Tosos earlier this morning, that the writing of the get is not a function of shlichus.
Yeah, I mean, both, right? Both the writing and...
In other words, in terms of the halacha, we go like Rav Elazar, that the Iksiva Saget has to be written in lishma.
And also the signatures.
The signatures, presumably, no. No. According to Rav Elazar, you don't need the signatures. It's better if they sign a lishma, for sure. But is it gonna disqualify the get?
The signature is required.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Okay, V'Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. We'll put this as a third opinion, right? Even though we pretty much exhausted our two possibilities. Meaning, who's our Mishnah follow like? Well, there are only two possibilities, and we went over both. Rav Huna says our Mishnah is going like Rav Elazar, and Rav Nachman says that our Mishnah is going like Rav Meir. So we kind of exhausted the possibilities. So where exactly this fits in, that's kind of tough to figure out. But Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says V'Hu Shishayim Makam Atarif. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, here's how you're going to understand the Mishnah. You're having these people who are not fit to write, or not, in other words, not, they're not B'nai Deah, and they're writing again. So what are they writing? So, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, what they're writing is the Tofes. Meaning, the standard text of every get, the part that is not critical, not the names, not the date, the non-critical, you know, the filler, if you will. Right. Now the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar. Now remember, according to Rabbi Lazar, the Ksivas again has to be Lishma. But over here, you kind of got it. Because in terms of the get, the toe face, that's just standard text. Anyone can write that. That doesn't need to be Lishma. Even within the Ksivas get, we can even fine-tune what exactly of the get needs to be written Lishma. That's the Torah, the names and the date. Rabbi Zrika, I'm a Rav Yochanan, ain't a Torah. Now, Rabbi Zrika says in the name of Rav Yochanan, ain't a Torah. Okay. That's certainly a dismissal. But what exactly does that mean? So, ma'ina Torah, I'm a Rabbi Abakan, hodiacha she'ain koach lishma. So, to that, the Gemara says that what is meant by that is that there is no lishma. Rab Meir da Amar Eide Chasima Karte, meaning that we're subscribing to the viewpoint of Rab Meir, and that is that the Eide Chasima are going to create that severance. V'Amar Rav Abrachan Amar Rav Yochanan Rav Elazihi. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the Gemara quotes elsewhere in the name of Rav Yochanan that it follows the position of Rav Elazar. So the Gemara says, Amarai name of Alibi the Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says that as far as the Amaraim are concerned, Rav Yochanan is quoted going like Rabbi Meir, and some of them have him going like Rabbi Elazar. So, in other words, we are divergent in our positions in terms of what exactly is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, whether he subscribes to Rabbi Elazar or to Rabbi Meir. Okay, let's start now the next Mishnah. We're up to the second half of today's daf. Second half of today's daf is regarding the shlichus haget. Okay, and basically now it's a discussion for the rest of today's daf in terms of who can function as a shliach. The Mishnah starts off. Hakol k'sherim lahavi saget, everyone is acceptable to bring a get, chutz mecher shot v'katan, except for cher shot v'katan, v'suma v'ovei kochavim. So here in this Mishnah, two more people are added to the list. Now remember, the previous Mishnah on the writing of the get, cher shot v'katan are allowed to write a get. Here we're talking about now the delivery of the get, meaning serving as a shliach. So the exclusion is chereshot v'katan plus someone who's blind plus a non-Jew. So kibel hakatan v'higdil cheresh v'nispakeach suma v'nispateach shota v'nishtafeh ovekocham v'nisgayer. So let's say any one of these people, any one of these five, collected the get while in their state of non-performance, and then, you know, the situation improved. So the katan becomes a gadol, the blind is able to see, etc., etc. So in all these cases, it's no good. Because when given the get, they were not in a state of chiyuv, and so therefore they can't deliver the get. Aval. However, the Mishnah then goes on to articulate. Pikech v'nischar shvechazer v'nispakech. Pasuach v'nistama v'chazer v'nispatech. Shapui v'nishtateh v'chazer v'nishtapeh. Kosher. If they go from kosher to pasul to kosher, meaning when collecting the get to deliver, they're in a position where they can see, then they get blind at some point during the delivery of the get, but it was temporary, and then when they arrive at the destination, they could see, and in any one of those cases, now obviously in our Mishnah, you can't do that with all the cases in the Mishnah. You can't do that by cut and gadol. You can't go gadol, cut and gadol. It just, developmentally, it doesn't work that way. The momentary lapses of maturity. Mature. Okay,
the very last action when they're okay.
No, but you see, the problem is not the problem, but the critical component is that when you're shliach, the minui shliach is the appointment of the shliach, and the receiving of the get becomes a critical point. The delivery of the get is a critical point. So basically, those are the two critical points. Everything in between, so you can have momentary lapses of blindness, insanity, right? Whatever, any one of the psulim, and that would be fine during the interim. The critical point is the receiving of the get and the delivery of the get.
They are equally important, or receiving is more important.
Right now, we'll say, let's say equally important. They're both critical. So after saying critical, so then that's it. So v'chazav nishtapa kasha. Zeh klal kosha t'chilasav asofa b'da'as kasha. And then the Mishnah just kind of wraps it up, but we'll see. The Gemara sees the Mishnah's wording over here to be very critical. The Mishnah says, as long as you begin and end with da'as, so then kasha, so then it's fine. Okay. Now, in terms of being appointed as a shliach and the delivery of the get, the Gemara says, I understand. They are not b'nei dea. We already discussed that in the beginning of today's daf. And so therefore, for sure, they cannot serve as a shliach. The Gemara says, I understand that. That's clear. Let's move along. Now, for in terms of a non-Jew also, lav b'nei hatera, what does that mean? Rashi says, first wide line of Rashi, ein lam kedushin ve'ein gita no'agin mehem. This entire institution of get kedushin is something specific to the Jews. It's not something that they have. They have marriage. They certainly have a form of marriage, and presumably, although I know this is a discussion in terms of where exactly divorce fits into the Noahide legal system, but I think Rashi is also very careful the way he writes it. Ain't getting no hugging by him, right? It's not practiced by them. Not exactly sure what Rashi means by that, but the basic point I get, which is this is a world that's not theirs. So you can't be serving as a shliach. Over me did the lanashe. Rashi over here spells out the basic rule regarding shlichus. Over me did the lanashe lo chazi lo matzalam avish shlichus alachrina. If you can't perform this for yourself, you can't serve as a shliach to perform it for others. It's a basic rule regarding shlichus. Agency means that I'm him, but I can only be him if I could do it myself. Fine. So a guy is not within the world of kedushin and gittin, so therefore they can't serve as a shliach. That's what the Gemara means. But what's wrong with a blind person? There is a general machlokas throughout Shas whether a blind person is chayv mitzvahs or not chayv mitzvahs. Let us assume that he is. Okay, even though, admittedly, that's a machlokas. Let us assume he is. So now, his only challenge in life, and it's not a small one, is that he can't see. But why should that preclude him from shlichus? He's a b'nei dea, he's a bar chiyuv, he can get married, he can get divorced. So what precludes him from serving as a shliach? So good. You have suggestions? The Gemara is going to say, "El asuma amaylo amarshesh lofisha ena yodem mi no lo le mi noso." The first suggestion of the Gemara is, "Well, he doesn't know. He doesn't know who gave it to him. He doesn't know who's delivering it to." Maskef la Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef challenges. Now I'm going to note. I'm sure you've thought of this already. Think about now who's saying this. Right, the Amora who himself is blind. Right. So obviously he has a sensitivity towards this issue, and more than a sensitivity, he has an understanding of this issue. So Maskef la Rav Yosef, hech suma mota beishto. How can a suma ever be with his wife? If he can't see her, so does he know that it's his wife? So the answer is yes, he does know it's his wife. How does he know? Well, what the Gemara is about to say. And for that matter, right, for those people who can see, but how can they be with their wives at night if they can't see their wife at night? How do they know it's their wife? So the Gemara says voice recognition. Voice recognition is not just a nice idea, it's a halachic reality. It allows a husband to be with his wife at night. It allows a blind man to be married because of voice recognition. It's a reality. It's a halachic reality.
Morning.
Yeah, and the couple, right? I saw similarly Yitzchak and Yaakov, right? When he says a kol Yaakov, right? And he didn't, right? Even though it sounded like Yaakov, and then he went for the, you know, he went for other forms of identification, right? Even though the Gemara over here says that voice recognition is a thing, okay. All good, but right now the Gemara says tviyas ena dekala, hachanami tviyas ena dekala. So the Gemara says voice recognition. So now that voice recognition is the thing, so now our question is back. We're back to the drawing board. Why can a suma not deliver a get? In other words, voice recognition is the thing. He knows now He's right. He's heard that man before. He knows who the man is, and he's going to deliver to the woman. And again, voice recognition is significant. Ella Amar Rav Yosef, Hacha bechutz arz askinim de bala meimer fanenechtam fanenechtam. Ah, so the Gemara says, here's the answer. The Suma is in general perfectly fine to be a shliach. Here, the problem is, the challenge of the Mishnah is that the get's being delivered from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So I know we spent a couple days away from this topic. So far, I would say the majority of our Masechta has dealt with this topic since about, I think, Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Zayin. We left this topic, but just for a moment, we come back. When you deliver a get from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, you have to say, b'fanenechta, fanenechtam. Literally, those words mean, the get was written in front of me and signed in front of me. Okay. The Suma can't say that. So
we had a thing where it was somebody that was writing again, and you just heard the sofer being in the...
Very good, very good. All right, I also saw that as a discussion.
I think right here it's mentioned.
Right?
Right.
Anyway, that's very good. So v'lo matzil lemeimar, and he can't.
Okay.
Huh?
In Eretz Yisrael, he's okay to do it.
Yeah. So right. In other words, he would in general he'd be okay. The Mishnah's exclusion is only in this limited scenario where he's delivering it from outside Eretz Yisrael. Correct. So v'lo matzil lemeimar. Amalei abala me'ata pasuch v'nistama v'demasi amar hachi nami dekasher. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question from the Mishnah, and it's a good question. The Mishnah says, under what circumstances can a blind person deliver the get? If he had a sight when he got the get, then during transport he temporarily lost his vision, and then he recovered his vision when he got there. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, if you read the Mishnah and you read it critically, it sounds like if he doesn't recover, then he can't deliver the get. Why not? The Gemara is going to spell out this question. V'haktani pasuch v'nistama v'chazim v'nispateach kasher. Chazim v'nispateach in, lo chazim v'nispateach lo. Only if he recovers his sight can he then deliver the get. But if he doesn't, he can't deliver the get. So the Gemara says, and why not? Meaning, if the whole issue is b'fanenechtam, so the only time that he critically needs to see is only when the get was given to him. When the get was written and signed, and he was there, and he actually visually saw it. So now when he delivers the get, even though tragically he lost the sight, but he can certainly say, b'fanenechtam, fanenechtam, what's the problem? So the Gemara says, you're right. Hu adin da'af agav, d'lochazim nispatech, v'aydi diktani shapui, v'nishtateh, v'chazim nishtapeh, t'haima d'chazim nishtapeh, halochazim nishtapeh, lo, taninami pasuch v'nistama v'chazim nispatech. So the Gemara's answer is symmetry. Look, there are other cases of the Mishnah where clearly there has to be a recovery, right? Insanity. He was sane when he got the get, insane over the course of the trip. Now, if he doesn't recover sanity, he can't deliver the get. There, the recovery of sanity is necessary. So, as long as the Mishnah got into the phrase, fit, not fit, fit. So the Mishnah did it for all the cases in the Mishnah, even though in the case of the blind person, he doesn't need to recover. The Gemara says, "Amar Ravashi dekanamik ditani," and now Ravashi says, and if you read the Mishnah once again, you'll actually see this in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that kol shesh tchilasa v'sofo bida'as kasher. The Mishnah says, as long as you begin and end with da'as. Why did the Mishnah choose the word da'as? V'loktani kosher t'chila v'sofa b'kashros. The Mishnah could have said, you're kosher in the beginning and the end. And the Mishnah does not say that. It says da'as. Why? Because the Mishnah is basically winking at us and telling us that when regarding the Suma, just because you're blind doesn't mean you lost your da'as. You still have da'as. You're still a bardeya. So you're able to deliver the get, even though at the time of delivery you have not recovered your sight. Shema mina. So the Gemara says, from there we can deduce. Ba'u minei me'rabi ami. Last discussion of the day. And that is as follows. Evid ma'ashi yasur shlich l'kabal get isha miyad ba'ala. Can an Evid Kenani serve as a shlich? Now Rashi over here points out that shlich l'kabal shlich la'olacha, it's all the same question. Okay. We know what the Mishnah told us who can't. We know Chereshota can't because they're not B'nai Deya. We know that a Goy can't because he's not in the Parsha. We know that a Suma can't, but for a technical reason, because of B'fan and Echta and Fan and Echta. Okay. Why? What about an Evid Kenani? It's not discussed in our Mishnah. So if it's not discussed in our Mishnah, cause for a Gemara to have a discussion about it.
Is there an exception?
So, Amar Lahu, Just one second. So the first response of the Gemara is, well, look who the Mishnah excluded. The Mishnah excluded a guy. So Mechlal David Kasher. And Eved Kenani is not a guy. And Eved Kenani is a quasi-Jew. Right? When he is purchased by a Jew as an Eved Kenani, he told us in the mikvah, if it's a male, he gets a bris milah, and he's chayav in mitzvos. All the mitzvos that a woman are chayav in, which are most of the mitzvos of the Torah. So he's chayav in mitzvos. So if the Mishnah is excluding a guy, so we just scale back from that exclusion, and it must mean that an Eved Kenani is fine. Because, you know, the Mishnah always paints the corners. And if we're painting the corner, so what the Mishnah should have done is excluded an Eved Kenani. And if we would have known, if an Eved Kenani can't do it, so then a guy can. By virtue of the fact that the Mishnah excludes a guy, it must mean an Eved Kenani can. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ein ha'eved nasa shlech lekabel get, lisha miyad bala, lefisha eina b'toras kitten v'kiddushin. So the Gemara says no. Even though the Mishnah does not mention it, but by virtue of the following, an Eved Kenani cannot serve as a shliach. Because as we stated earlier this morning, in order to be a shliach, you have to be a bar hachi. You have to be able to perform the same thing that you're asked to be an agent to do. An Eved Kenani is not included in Gittin Kedushin. One of the preclusions of being an Eved Kenani is you can't marry a Jew. So you're not involved in Kedushin and Gittin. You can marry a Shivcha Kenanis, but you can't marry a Jew, and you're not in the parsha of getting kedushin. So, maskav lo rav lazner time b'milsa deleisa ha b'milsa deisa kasher. So the Gemara says, interesting. So the only reason why the Eved Kenani is excluded is because he's not in the parsha of getting in kedushin. He can't perform. So therefore, because he can't himself cannot perform, he can't serve as a shliach. Gemara says, well, let's consider the following.
A woman cannot either. A woman cannot get married to another woman.
No, but she's in the parsha of getting in kedushin.
As a recipient.
Okay, but she's there. She's in the parsha. So the Gemara says, "Vahao v'kochavim v'akusi des nubataros chumos denavshay did not." So the Gemara now is going to construct a question, and the question starts with the following: if a goy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, that the produce that grows in that land is still chayv and chumos and maestros. Okay, this is a topic in of itself. But right now, let's just say it like Rashi, and let's say it simply that even if a goy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, he does not remove the kedushas haaretz and the land and the produce that grows in that field is chayv and chumos and maestros. That's how Rashi says it. That's how we're going to say it. It's not that simple, but we're gonna keep it that simple. Now we're gonna keep it that simple. we're keeping it that simple. So the now did not know v'kocham v'kusi shetarma mishalem truma sam truma, and that means now when they grow produce on their field in Eretz Yisrael, they're gonna take off truma. And furthermore, if they take off truma, the truma has the status of truma. And Rashi says, and again, just to keep it simple, they could do that. We know they could be maktish. They could bring karbanos. They have the ability to infuse something with kedusha. So the produce that's grown on their field is qualified for truma samaisos, and they have the power to infuse it as truma. Okay, that's the starting point of the question. Now, v'tzinan ovekochavim shetar mishal yisrael afilu birushus ain truma sa truma. And meanwhile, we have a mission that teaches us that if a guy is appointed as a shliach to take off truma, it does not work. So now we have an excellent question. The goy themselves have the ability to perform hafrashas trumas amaisos. And meanwhile, the Mishnah says they can't be a shliach to do so. So why should that be? My time, alam yishum dechziv, gamatem, ma'atem yisrael, shuchachem yisrael. Now, it must be, the reason why is because one of the sources of shlichus comes from the words gamatem. The gam is superfluous. It's telling us that not only can you take off truma, but additionally, somebody else can as well. Well, they have to be like you in regard. So just like you have to be a B'nai Yisrael, so too, they have to also be B'nai Yisrael. And that would mean then that that's why he's precluded from Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisos. But if all this is true, who else is precluded? The Eved Kenani. The Eved Kenani is not Yisrael. Now, I know a couple of minutes earlier I said he's a quasi-Jew, and I stand by that. He is a quasi-Jew, but he's a quasi-Jew. He's not a Jew. So the Gemara says, Amr debe Rav Yonah lo. The Gemara says, Rav Yonah says, no. Everything you said is correct except for the conclusion. Ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. It's not a function of being on the status of Yisrael, it's merely a function of being on the status of Ben Bris. Ben Bris is that you're a member of the covenant. So here, this is a more inclusionary term, not just limited to Jew, but also quasi-Jew as well. The Evi Kanani is a Ben Bris. Rashi says, it's based on Psukim. I'll read the Rashi. Afshu chachem b'nei bris, lafuke ove kochav mava eved ben brisu. Tichsiv mechotev etzecha acho eve meimecha. Right, the La'avracha, the end of Sefer Dvarim. So the La'avracha be'bris. So clearly the Evi Kanani is included in the bris. And that's why fundamentally an Evi Kanani could serve as a shliach. And again, just to go back to the beginning of this discussion, but can't deliver a get. Or can't deliver a get because he himself is not in the parsha of getting kedushin, and therefore cannot deliver the get. But generally, can serve as a shliach.
If he's an extension of his owner, why is he shliach?
No, he's not an extension. He's asked to be a shliach for somebody else. But he's still a person, and not only he's more than a person. He's a ben bris. He's a member of the covenant. So from that standpoint, he should be able to do shlichus. Here, there's a local explanation in terms of why he can't do shlichus, because he's not in the parsha of getting kedushin. I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Even as the shlichus kabel get isha miyad bala lefi sheina b'toras getting v'kedushin. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying exactly what we just said, because he's not in the Torah of getting kedushin, so therefore he cannot perform shlichus for somebody else. Ve'afa b'sheshanenu harei ashivcha uvla decha ben chorin. Now, even though we have Rashi says this is a Tosefta. It's a Braisa. And the Braisa says that I say to the Shivcha that you're going to be a Shivcha and your child is going to be a Ben Chorin. Mimhaisa Ubra Zach Solo. If it is her fetus, so Zach Solo, it's Zochet to him. So my myself ubra zach solo. Now, what was that? What did that last line have anything to do with the discussion? Ki asar shmo bar Yehuda amar Rav Yochanan tarti amar. There actually are two points being stated over here. Near in dvarim sha evan mekabel get lechaveiro miyad rabo shel chaveiro. A evan can receive a get for his friend. Get over here meaning get shicher for his friend from the hands of his master of his friend. Avalom miyad rabo shelo, but not from his own master. Meaning that if we're talking about a get shichur, so then an eved can serve as a recipient of a get shichur on behalf of somebody else, but not from his own master. It has to be from some other master. Now, let's say somebody comes over to you and whispers the following to you in your ear, which is a funny visual, but in other words, the point is maybe someone's going to challenge you with the following. So, the fetus of a shivcha is going to be acquired to the owner. So, Amar lo shnei gedol ha'edor, pishu ha'sadav, Rabbi Zev, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. So, this already was explained. Chad amar ha'mani, Rabbi Yid amar, ha'meshacher chesi avdo kana, that once you free half a slave, so then there's a kinyan. V'chad amar, my time at the Rabbi, b'ha kasavar uba yerachimahu, b'nasa kimishihikna la, echad me'evareha. Or the way that you view a fetus is that a fetus is just simply a limb of the mother. Once the mother goes free, every one of her limbs go free as well, including the fetus, which is viewed as a limb. So this already was explained. So this, in other words, this is not germane to the first point. The first point is that a Eved Kanani can serve as a recipient of a get shichur on behalf of somebody else. Not from his own master, because from his own master, it's basically taking the get shichur from his right pocket and moving into his left pocket, meaning the hand of his Eved is really just an extension of him. But if received from another owner, so he can receive it on behalf of another Eved Kanani. Okay, let's just quickly wrap up. Two discussions we had today. Number one, ksivas aget. Number two, shlichus aget. In terms of ksivas aget, anyone can write aget. That's what the Mishnah says. Even chereshot v'katan. Two basic approaches in the Mishnah in terms of how can that be. Doesn't the get have to be written l'shma? Rav Huna's position is yes. And our Mishnah is whereas a gadol omed al-gabav. Rav Nachman's position is no, because our Mishnah sides with Rav Meir. Rav Meir does not require the get to be written l'shma. And Rav Yehuda Mashmuel somewhere in between. It's kind of hard to fit him. Where exactly to fit him, but he says no. The Mishnah means that the Tofes can be written by all these people, but not the Toreif. Okay. And the important discussions we saw in the beginning of today's Daf and Tosfos, in terms of the Ksivas again not being a function of Shlichus. It's an important point. Secondary, we saw today, the delivery of the get, the shlichus again. There, cheshur to the cousin cannot, because they're not a bar, they're not bnei dea. Ovikol chavim cannot, because he's not in the whole parsha. And Asuma cannot, but the Gemara says, but that's limited because the Mishnah is talking about where there was a requirement of Befanin Echtam, Befanin Echtam. And finally, the last discussion we saw today was regarding the Eved Kenani. Can he be a Shliach to deliver again? The answer there is no, but that's because he's not in the Torah of Gittin and Kedushin. He's in the overall general discussion of Shlichus because he's a Bnei Bris, but over here in the sub discussion of delivering of a get, he can because he's not in the parsha of getting the kedusha.